Okay. All right, good, great. Yeah. All right. Now, those of you who are standing, stay standing. Those of you who are sitting, stay sitting. I had my daughter do this at age 5. I had her do it because she wanted to know how the planets moved and how the stars moved, and I thought a decent discussion of that needed to include Newton's three laws of motion. Now, she is 5. Newton's three laws of motion is junior year of high school, okay? She is kinesthetic because she is 5. She will become non-kinesthetic over the next couple of years, okay? The boys stay kinesthetic till about the age of 8, and then they can grow out of that if they have another learning style to develop. So, key number one in the world of kinesthetics, it's not about winning or losing, it's about having a lot of fun while you're doing whatever it is you're doing. So, you two are still sitting down, and so I'm going to ask you a question. Did you notice that it was easier to just stay seated?
Yes, it was.
Newton called that inertia. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. Okay? Now, I don't think my chain lets me go very far, so you'll have to come towards me. You got up. Did you notice about halfway up, it was easier to keep going up than to try and sit back down?
Yes.
That's the other half of inertia. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. That was Newton's first law. Okay, now I need people of different size. Different size. No? You guys want to play now? Oh, you did? Did you get up? Did you get up? Okay, good. Great. Come on up here. Because my chain is, I'm leashed to this thing. Yes, he can come too. Okay, so who had to push harder, you or him?
I did.
Did you have to push harder or your mom?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I did.
You thought you had to push harder? Okay, fine. If you didn't push at all and you pushed as hard as you could, what would happen to your son?
Squish him.
You'd squish him. Okay. You did that a little. And to stop from squishing your son, what did you have to do?
Lean forward.
Lean forward, not push so hard. Okay, so who had to push as hard as he could push?
Me.
You. Okay. That's Newton's second law. And it turns out that so that you go up not squishing him, you both have to have equal forces, which means your size times how hard you push has to equal her size times how hard she pushes. Now, while my daughter was 5 and didn't understand the word size, she understood the word squished. And she knew that she had to push as hard as she can because I put her up against a 7-year-old. And she was 5. Okay, so that's Newton's second law. Now notice that he may not know the word, not understand the concept of times either, but he understands the concept of push as hard as you can so you don't get squished. And he can feel the difference between his size and the amount of push he has to do versus his mom. Okay? All right, now, the third law. I need people who got up. You two. Which way did you push to get up? You had to push back and you had to push up. Okay, so to get up, you had to push up. Okay, good. You want to demonstrate that for me?
Okay.
Yeah, have a seat back to back. Would you hold this for me? Okay, now I'm up, right? And you're down? Okay. Push up.
It's not going to work well.
Why doesn't it work well?
Because my feet are in the air.
Right? No? No, I'm up and you're down. So if you're pushing up, you would be pushing this way.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
So which way did you actually have to push?
Oh, I pushed down, I suppose.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Here's the key. Kinesthetics, especially kinesthetics who are visual second and auditory dead last, often say the wrong thing. And while you and your husband are going to be gracious and kind to the child and understand. I mean, we all understood when he said push up that he really meant push down. And the law that he was proving was for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Right? I mean, but he said push up, and most of us say push up when we really mean push down. But in a kinesthetics world, after a number of years of saying the wrong thing and being misunderstood and being laughed at, we just stopped talking. So, as you can imagine, that really affects our lifestyle. And yes, you can go back and sit in your chairs if you want. Another thing I'd like you to learn about the kinesthetic, teaching a kinesthetic, is we learn from the big picture. We have to experience the big picture. Does that make sense? So what does that really mean? That means, well, the shrinks will call us impulsive. We jump in, we learn to swim later. Now, if you're teaching us, you don't have to actually throw us into the pool if you don't want to teach us to swim. But what you want to do, notice, when I did this talk, I said, sit on the floor. Maybe four words. Once I got you sitting on the floor, my next statement was, sit with a partner back to back. Right, again, four or five words. Then I say, just stand up. Notice, my sentences are really short, really to the point. I don't explain anything. Why? Because words are not that important without a framework to attach them to. So we do that, and then what do? We say, stand up. Now, you had a lot of fun standing up, and the people that were watching could notice all the laughter. So they had a lot of fun, and then I brought out the details. I wait till they experience the big picture, and then I bring out the details that I want them to know. What did I want my daughter to know? Newton's three laws of motion. So I brought out those details.